Hello， 通勤家族，农历年假期通勤学英语没有打烊，我们这整个礼拜会回顾这一年收听率最高的 15 Minutes Live Podcast 直播节目。可能很多通勤家族不知道，其实这个直播节目我们已经做了一年多了，也就是我们目前三种节目中收听率最高的。有听过的通勤家族就知道，这个直播节目除了一刀未剪之外，参与者都没有挑过，更没有做事前练习，也就是想呈现最真实的英文学习面给大家知道，鼓励大家多使用英文。想要跟通勤学英语老师群一同上线练习口说吗？每周一晚上九点钟在 Clubhouse， 壮老师等你哦。 Next up, let's check out the most listened live podcast episodes。Welcome everybody to another episode of 15 Minutes Live Podcast on a Monday live from Taipei City, a new Taipei City. And I'm your host, John, and next to me is your co-host, Pitty. Say hi, Pids.
Hey, everybody.
Hello, everyone. Yes, so we are missing Angel tonight. Please excuse her as she has some family affairs to attend to.So it's just going to be the two old guys right here, John and Petty tonight. Yes. So Petty, tonight's topic is very, very relevant to something that happened to us in Taipei or in Taiwan the past 2 days. 今天晚上的主题呢，其实跟我们最近两天发生的事情非常非常有关系。所以我们今天的 last minute, we changed the topic to this particular topic. So tell us quickly, Petty.Petty, 昨天这个这两天遇到地震的时候 ，What were you doing？
星期六的时候在参加一个，那什么一个店家的 party。
Okay, so you were at a party。
然后大家都喝很多，所以没有人发现地震就，因为我不能喝酒，所以只有我发现。
Okay, I can totally imagine that. Everybody was drunk around you, and you're the only sober one noticing the earthquake. What a funny scene. Oh, 完全可以体会那个状态哦。就大家整个懵了在晃，走路就东倒西歪的，对不对？只有你觉得，诶，为什么那个灯在晃？赶快找个柱子旁边，找个稳定的地方，对不对？Were you worried at that time, Petty? Were you worried?
No.
No, not really. So Petty 觉得我们遇到地震应该就是担心或焦虑嘛。就很多人遇到地震就整个你知道吗，就是很紧张哦。
遇到地震就就看台湾的房子的施工品质。其他事情你也不能担心、啊、
跟建你的意思是说跟建商对赌就对了，
对啊。
看看建商良不良心是吗？
嗯哼。
Oh my gosh, that's good bits. Yes. 所以 Petty 你会觉得说你自己是比较遇到地震你是淡定的那个还是比较紧张的那种？
我是比较淡定的。
你是比较淡定的，然后我是比较紧张的，因为我小时候就没有都在国外，所以比较没有经历地震，所以会有一种 helplessness 那种无助感，因为你总不可能高楼跳下去吧，然后你 you just want to get out of wherever you are， 然后你就觉得突然觉得跑哪里都不对那种感觉。 So that's what how I felt Saturday. I was at home and I felt a little bit helpless.你就看到东西在晃，然后你也不知道该往哪里去，你就缩了，你就整个人很紧绷这样子，对。And then with my wife screaming on the other side of the room， 他就很紧张啊，门要打开啊，什么？等一下我们锁在里面。And then I'm like I don't want to move， I can't move， I was in shock， 东西在晃，我整个就缩了，就很紧绷这样子。Yes， so that was my Saturday.And what about yesterday, Peds? Where were you yesterday when the earthquake happened? The second one?
I think it's watched the TV.
You were watching TV. Same here. I stayed at home and I was actually watching TV with my parents. 所以呢我跟我爸妈在看电视，然后呢我妈就聊天聊天讲，然后我就看到说那个我们家有一个electric fan, 它是立扇的那一种，然后那个立扇在晃。And I was like, that's weird, why is it shaking? 谁去弄了那个立扇？结果我在想说不对啊，怎么为什么我屁股在摇？ Yes. And I'm like, oh my god, another earthquake, jeez. Anyways, that was me. 所以你有感觉，第一时间有感觉到很摇吗 Pity?
嗯，蛮摇的。
我们家也蛮晃的，必须要讲。I wasn't as panicky as Saturday, but I was a little, again, I was stunned. 我就是整个麻痹了，我就抓着椅子这样，然后我就不能动。对，我看到，想到了那个状态，其实是不好的，因为我没有在做反应嘛，所以不太好。Anyways, so that is what happened in the past 2 days with us. An earthquake, or a couple of earthquakes, and aftershocks hit us.In Taiwan. 所以呢我们有所谓的地震就是 earthquake, 然后还有余震叫 aftershock, 就是地震之后的 after, right? Aftershock, 就是那个震的那个震惊的那种感觉震波。所以叫 aftershock, 所以叫余震。Earthquake and aftershocks, numerous earthquakes, one or two earthquakes and numerous,apparently 75 aftershocks or something like that. Pity, 是不是我们余震好像有到70几个？70几个余震还是什么？
好像蛮多的。
对对，就是说这一次的余震是还蛮有趣的，就是非常非常多。对。So there were many, many aftershocks this past weekend. And of course, the news centers are saying that, you know, we have to be aware of possible aftershocks and possible earthquakes, in the coming few days. So, and I think today's, a very early morning, a lot of the line groups in, well, especially on my line, I don't know about Petty's. Petty, 不知道今天早上你的这个 line 群组里面呢，这个是不是都在讲这个地震的主题哦。And a lot of people are saying, yeah, what do we do? What should we prepare? And things like that. So let's quickly talk about, what you prepared, Petty. For the earthquake, what do you prepare?
我刚刚才准备而已，原本没有准备。
为什么原本没准备，现在才要准备？What made you want to prepare?
感觉要跟大家靠拢一下。
Do as everybody does, right?
因为有一个人跟我们今天跟我们说什么，那个如果你没准备水，台湾到时候没水的时候，人家会抢你的水。我是觉得这样有点夸张啊。
Oh, that's interesting. That's an interesting idea.
我刚才就去买了一些矿泉水。
Okay, so you could be out of water.
Yep.
Okay, you could be out of water. 所以这个是比较 Armageddon 那种地球末日的那种讲法吧，就是大家会抢水的这种样子。Do you think it's possible?
啊，因为我是觉得不太可能。
This is Taiwan, come on. 如果在非洲，我相信。In South Africa, definitely. 其实在那种大陆型，就是陆地的地面积很大的国家，基本上那个。你可能对不对？就是跟那个 Resident Evil 那个什么恶灵古堡一样啊！你开车就开很久，然后连个电都没有，然后你看到那个电就是被抢光了，这是可能的。It's possible, but not in Taiwan. How are you supposed to raid all the 7-Elevens? Seven 这么多，你要怎么去抢？就跟抢卫生纸一样啊！就很多人说，嘿，我去家乐福抢卫生纸，然后抢完了以后，家乐福那个卡车一来就全满了。No point. Okay, but I do understand. Water can be very important. 就是有水这件事很重要啦，对不对？ Water over food, I think, in terms of survival kits. So the next thing, Peds, we need to talk about, you know, what you prepared. Peds, 你准备的这些东西呢，是不是有一个叫什么包嘛，对不对？
什么包？我不知道
什么什么救灾包、急救包，这个地震什么什么包嘛，对不对？
嗯哼，
是不是他们有叫小朋友要准备这个包，在家里面都要有一个嘛，有一个背包里面 放一些这些东西。
嗯
，So what's in your kit？
Battery.
Okay. What kind of battery? Like a power bank battery or
just battery?
Okay. Power bank. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
water.
Water. Nice. How much water did you prepare? 2 liters? 3 liters?
1 liter.
1 liter?
Yep.
Okay. Anything else?
And some snack.
And some snacks. What snack did you prepare?
营养口粮。
What is that?
就是那种平常你不会吃那不好吃的干。
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, cool. 营养口粮有这种东西哦？
有啊，你等一下大家聊天室告诉这样说那是什么。
Seriously? Okay.
对啊，轩明一定知道。
是当兵阿兵哥在吃的那种东西吗？
对啊，
那种罐头的东西哦，
没有味道的饼干
哦，
然后很扎实这样。
Okay. Right. So guys, I just want to quickly talk about this. 跟 Patty 刚刚有分享他这个生存包哦，为什么叫？其实在国外这种东西叫生存包 ，survival kit。Your survival kit. This could be a survival kit for floods, for earthquakes, for whatever. 所以这个就是一个灾难包啦，就灾难的生存包。你里面就是你必须要活下来的生存的东西，你会放在一起。然后所以呢，在国外都叫 survival kit。那台湾好像小朋友叫另外一个什么地震什么什么什么包。I can't remember the full name, but you guys know. Okay. Anyway, whatever you call it, it's a backpack with stuff in it. 就是一个背包，那里面有放一些东西。And you can actually put all sorts of stuff in it. 这个，反正我们听完 Patty 的这个包了以后呢，这个说实在的this morning, a lot of people were talking about, in my line group, a lot of people were talking about the survival kit, and I really didn't pay attention to that. 我觉得这个是台湾哦，然后我们又在台北，所以survival kit, really? Oh, okay. 这个 you know, you have to survive first. So, 我们只能 like Patty says earlier, I think one can only bank and bet on how well the construction is. 就是我们只能认真的相信我们的建商有良心，然后把我们的房子建得好。That's all. 因为我觉得那个 survival kit 可能都用不到。对，如果真的遇到那种状况的话 ，survival kit，
不是以目前台湾来讲，就算上次921真正倒一整片的也没有非常多，
嗯，
它不像那种就是我们看国外那个一倒就是整个一个镇都不见，台湾还好，
oh, yeah.
就倒一两栋这样
，agree，
对啊
，agree， 是 most，
所以我们只要坚持个几个小时应该就可以，不用坚持到一两天。
Theoretically, this is the, 就是说理论上来讲，对不对？我们的感觉是有921大地震的这个 September 21st 这个 earthquake 的这个 experience 了以后，我明显知道大概是还可以赌一把。So I'm a little lazy. 然后我很担心说这个生存包里面像 Patty 放一些这个阿兵哥吃的口粮，我就不会这样子。我刚刚第一件事是想说是不是放几包乖乖。
乖乖那个一压就扁了，你没办法吃。
要有点糖分。我第一个想到的是要有点糖分，对不对？
那你可以买 chocolate。
可能要 chocolate。Chocolate Oreos, right? Oreos are pretty good. Something hardy. 然后要有糖，一点糖分的。对，你有糖分，你有水，应该就可以算得了，可以 survive 了，对不对？应该是这样讲。You can survive based on sugar, some sugar and some water. You'll be able to survive.、Mm. Yeah. So let's quickly read the room chat. Oh, room chat, 今天大家很踊跃哦。All right. Sherman says, 这个口粮超硬超难咬。这个慢慢吃嘛。对啊，要慢慢吃。A kind of biscuit, very dry. Thank you, Peng, for explaining that to me. I figured that. I think it's a military biscuit of some sort. Okay. And Linda, thanks for the link. Linda 还帮我贴那个连结哦。 I don't think I will be ordering from PC Home. Thank you. 欸 Patty 这个营养口粮这个在 7 有卖吗、
嗯、
好像没有卖
有
对不对
应该有欸我刚才是去全联买
哦全联哦 OK
全联、
cool.
一定有啦
OK
便利商店有时候会有
OK cool OK cool、yeah. I'll remember that
啊，它很像那个孔雀饼干硬的版本
很像孔雀饼干硬的版本
你把例如说你把三片孔雀饼干压缩成一片营养口粮大概是那个感觉
那它的 flavor 勒 What about the flavor 一样吗它 flavor
差不多差不多味道
就是一个那个香草精的一个味道 对香草香草的
没有那么甜
没有那么甜 OK
没有对
Cool Very very cool Yes So Sherming says Three pieces of this biscuitAnd a bottle of water, and you are done. You are filled for the meal. Well, okay. Don't let my wife know. 就不要让我们老婆们知道，要不然下次就给我们一块、三块营养口粮跟那个一瓶水哈，这样让我们过日子。And Linda says, he thinks it's pretty good. It's sweet. 口粮很好吃啊 Eric likes it. Okay, cool.Jason says, yeah, you know, you're going to drink up all your water. 对啦你吃营养口粮可能感觉很干然后你就会一直喝水。你水一下就没了 ,1 liter 应该不太够。So, anyways, emergency bag. Sherming says, it's emergency kit. We won't say emergency bag. 如果是急救包的话我们英文会用 kit, K-I-T, 它是一个套组的意思。We won't say just a bag.Okay, cool. And Susan says, 便利商店有 It's available in the convenience store. Thank you for checking that out because I frequent the convenience store. 我常常去 7 跟 Family Mart, but I don't personally go shop for 营养口粮, if you catch my drift. You know, there are other things, nicer on the shelves. 我得晚一点去 7 看看,买一个回来吃。Yeah, right.and Patty says, yes, this is completely product endorsement. 这个它营养口粮有牌子吗 Patty?
它就叫营养口粮啊我
没有什么叉叉牌没有什么喜年来营养口粮还是什么的没有牌子的。
营养口粮它就是一个。
它就是一个牌子。OK,
对
cool. OK, Eric says, 叫星星啊星星口粮。We better check it out.
完全不知道。
对。好啦反正就感觉大家都知道这个东西为什么大家可能小时候都有吃过是吗这个 It's a Taiwanese thing Cool 军方的哦当过兵的人都有 OK I get it Cool Not a problem 难怪全联会有全联以前是军工教嘛对不对所以全联会有 Very nice SoLet's get on started. And for those of you who are new here, thank you for joining us. 第一次来参加我们15 Minutes Live podcast 的朋友们呢，欢迎大家来参与。这是我们通勤学语的直播室哦。15 Minutes 通勤学语直播室呢，除了是一个Clubhouse 的社群以外呢，每周一我们在这边呢，其实也会举行我们的 live podcast。那这个 live podcast 呢，我们就会把今天的这个session 呢，把它录下来，然后呢，做简单的剪接，然后在之后呢，会分享给我们通勤学语的通勤家族的粉丝群啦，让大家可以再回顾一下或回播来做一些听力的练习，或者是再来回顾自己在我们 live session 里面的练习如何。Okay, so every week we do a special topic, and this week's special topic is how to protect yourself during an earthquake.所以今天的主题是今地震来了我们如何做好保护自己的动作我们如何保护好自己哦。So, I'm gonna start today. Today is actually one of those activities that we're gonna do a little bit of reading. 我们今天算是类跟读好了啦类跟读的这个 activity. 那我们也谢谢上周呢参加我们的一分钟跟读挑战的 Popu 电子书饱读电子书一分钟跟读挑战的朋友们。那我们这个礼拜呢其实因为主要是地震哦所以我们就来讨论一下 这个主题。所以今天呢有几个段落，我们这边除了等一下我这边会分享第一个主要的段落之外呢，之后呢我们有四个段落，所以欢迎大家来举手哦，我们需要四个 volunteer 来帮我们念之后的四个段落。那当然还有我们最后有一个简单的随堂考，就是 When should you do this when an earthquake hits? 当这个地震来的时候，你在做这件事，你在这个场域里面你该做什么？所以我们有一二三题，你也可以来跟我们分享你自己的地震的故事。 OK? Or you're welcome to answer the question. OK? When you are in your bedroom, what should you do when an earthquake hits? When you are in the mall, what should you do when an earthquake hits? OK? Very, very important. And also...what should you do when you are in your car and an earthquake hits? What should you do? 你应该做些什么呢？大家可以想一下哦，然后最后来欢迎来跟我们分享。那so let's start with the outline tonight. To start off, Peds. Pedi, 我们今天如果要讲到说如何保护自己，然后又在地震的这个的时候，那 Pedi 还记得以前小时候学校教你什么吗？学校都在传，或者是在你在大学任教的时候，都怎么样教小朋友了吗？教这些同学，地震来该怎么做呢？不教，
地震
自己想办法。
对啊，
可以找个桌子。
小时候要躲在桌子下啊。
对，
小学生的时候，
小学生的时候，然后到大学他们就不管这件事情嘛。你要不要躲桌子下？
大学要看教室里面有没有学生。学生可能根本就没来上课、
啊。OK, oh, I'm sorry, Pids. 啊、oh, ，我可以想象那个情境有没有？然后老师一来，就是今天哦， oh, 然后地震了以后，其实也不用，没有什么要好这个 panic 的，对，没什么人。这个真的是有点惨哦，心酸酸的。这不太行，对，学生不来这没办法教啦。可是在大学也没有 earthquake drill 这件事情嘛，我们都会有什么消防演习，对不对？没有地震演习这个事情吗？
大学好像没有，国小有啊，国小都会跑到那个被有一个地下室还是什么的、
okay.
对
啊，
他跑到操场，
跑到操场，
对，
go to an open place,反正在学校就是在做一些学校的地震演习嘛，对不对？就是学校相关的。如果你在学校，那你就是跑去操场集合，就这样。对，不要躲在教室里面，也不要躲在哪里，不要躲在厕所里面等等的这样子。OK, so that's the Taiwanese way of doing it because overseas there aren't a lot of earthquakes, they're more tremors.国外呢通常呢都是这个微震、哦、有一点地名的这种微震，或者是基本上不太有这种地震、哦、所以其实小时候就没有，我们就没有接触这个东西，是台湾这边。不过呢在美国有一些部分的州呢是有地震带的、哦、是接近地震带的，所以呢他们也是有教。那这边呢他们主要的全世界呢在讲earthquake emergency drills 就有一个口令啦 OK, and this is what you need to remember when an earthquake hits. Drop, cover, and hold on. 那这台湾呢在我们的翻译是要先趴下 drop, 趴下 cover, 掩护 hold on, 就是稳住，去抓一个很稳固的地方。 And in most situations, you can protect yourselfIf you immediately drop down onto your hands and knees. 所以先趴到手跟脚，手跟脚都趴在地上， OK? Drop down onto your hands and knees. OK? 就四肢趴下， OK? 先趴下。Before the earthquake knocks you down.This position protects you from falling, but allows you to still move if necessary. 所以呢，为什么要趴下？他这边解释是，这样子的姿势呢，可以避免你摔倒，然后而且还可以让你继续前进或移动。所以你要先，就是趴下，然后到你的四肢 你的四肢上面。Susan says, she says she had that earthquake drill before in university. 那你的学校应该比较好。Patty 的学校对 Patty 来说有点 PTSD, 比较担心学生不 show up。所以有 show up 的才会还办法做这个 earthquake drill 啊，对不对？好 Patty。所以这个学校也很重要，学生够才行。So first drop, drop down onto your hands and knees. Okay. 所以先四肢着地咯。And then cover your head and neck. Cover your head and neck. 能不能尽量的保护你的头跟脖子。And your entire body, if possible. 如果可以的话呢，再来保护或掩护你的全身。So you can cover yourself, your head and neck and your entire body underneath a sturdy table or desk. 在一个坚固的桌子、哦、底下你可能可以做这个掩护。If there is no shelter nearby, get down near an interior wall. 如果附近都没有掩护的地方呢，请到一个这个室内的墙壁哦，或者是Or next to low-lying furniture, 或者是比较低的家具 that won't fall on you, 而不会比较低的家具，然后不会砸到你的那样子的家具，躲在那个家具的旁边 and cover your head and neck with your arms and hands. 然后呢，用这个手臂呢去掩护你的头跟你的脖子。Okay, so almost like a bracing position.就是像飞机上呢，他们在做emergency landing 的时候呢，他们那个 drill， 他们一开始在这个 in-flight video 的时候，在飞机上，他们是不是都会跟你讲哦，听到 brace， 你就要把你的手臂啊抱着头，那抱着你的头，抱着你的脖子，掩护你的头跟脖子，意思是一样的哦，就要保护你的头跟脖子。So cover your head and neck.And the last point to hold on to what? Hold on to your shelter, 你的掩护物哦，你就是要去稳住它，你要 hold on, 要抓住，好好抓牢。Or you just hold on to your head and neck, 就好好的保护你的头跟脖子。Until the shaking stops, 然后直到整个震动停下来。Be prepared to move with your shelter if the shaking shifts it around.如果呢，这个当时在震的时候呢，然后你在稳住的这个，你在你的掩护物哦，在移动的时候呢，你就可以抓着，然后呢，也要有心理准备，就是要跟着慢慢的掩护物慢慢的移动了。Okay, so the three magic words for earthquake preparedness 要准备保护自己的这个在地震的时候呢，就是三个。Magic word. Drop, cover, and hold on. All right. Drop down onto your hands and knees. Cover your head and neck and hold on to your shelter until the shaking stops. Right. 所以呢，大家就要记得这三件事情，趴下、掩护跟稳住。Okay. Good. Patty, 这个在小学的时候是这样教的吗？ Drop, cover, and hold on.台湾小学是这样子的吗？
应该是，
应该类似这样子的东西啦，齁。所以这个我今天有看有一些朋友有分享类似的这个图再给大家。所以应该台湾也是跟国际同步啦。So it's the same thing all over. But, you know, however you are educated back in the day, 你以前小时候不管是怎么样被教育的 ,it's okay. It's pretty much the same thing.Most important thing is to drop down on your hands and knees as soon as you can. Cover your head and neck, 保护你的头跟脖子。Hold on to your shelter. 然后找一个掩护物，然后可以稳住你的，然后那个掩护物可以掩护你的头跟脖子的。Very, very important. So we have another four paragraphs to go, and let's invite four more people on the stage. 我们来邀请四位通勤家族来帮我们念好不好？来 ，any volunteers? In the meantime, let me say hi, Kevin, yeah, 小兔小院, anyway, hello, Austin, Honce, 年春 Susan, Chen, Ashley, Celeste, how are you guys doing? Chen, Khan, and Yang Shen, hope you guys are doing well. Pei Ying, hello? You there?
Hi.
Good evening, Pei Ying.
Good evening.
Hi, yes, we finally got somebody. I thought, yeah, you know, I lost everybody there. Like, hello. I thought it was me. Good, 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 good. So, Pei Ying, everything okay on your side after the earthquake?
Yes, everything okay.
Good. Were you shocked? Were you frightened?
Yes, Sunday, because Saturday I was in the high speed road. I don't feel anything, so I'm not scared. I wasn't scared on Saturday, but Sunday.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, Ren, if you have any problems there, you muted yourself. You just have to unmute. 你的麦克风是关的，关静音的，所以你只要把麦克风的那个 logo 再点一下，那个 icon 再点一下就好。That's all you need. Yang Chen, why there is no sound from your side? I hope you guys can hear me loud and clear, but Pei, I'm glad everything is okay on your side. It's okay, cool. Ren, can you hear me now? Here's Yang Shen. Hello?
Yes.
Ah, perfect. We hear you. Hello, Yang Shen.
Yeah.
Yes. How are you, my man?
Okay, thanks. Not bad.
Say no. Okay. And were you frightened by the earthquake?
Not really. I even catch that, actually. I didn't realize that the earthquake happened.
What were you doing?
I think I just watched TV programs.
Really? Oh, wow. You must...
Did you feel that, actually?
I felt it, like, really bad. I felt it really, really bad. Yeah, both. The one on Saturday and the one on Sunday, I felt it really bad. You know, like Saturday.
Were you at the earthquake happening in Taipei?
Yeah. Yeah. I was the whole time in Taipei. So
I just feel that I don't feel that the earthquake in Taipei. But
okay. So you better tell me which building you live in, because maybe that's a very nice building. We should all be buying that building. We should all be purchasing apartments from that building. 感觉你们家的那个 building 比较稳。
Yes, I need to measure how big in the column. Uh-huh.
I see.
Maybe the column is very big, so mm-hmm. I didn't realize that.
Good for you. Because I almost wet myself, so yeah. it was a little too long for measure. Yeah. It was just 摇得有点久。I was a little, you know, I almost wet myself. Yes. Okay. So we'll start with Yang Shen tonight. Yang Shen, why don't you read the first paragraph for us? So the first point, after drop, cover, and hold on. Okay, not drop, cover, and roll. That's a different drill. Drop, cover, and roll. 那个是不一样的东西哦。那个改天我们再聊。可是呢再来呢 ,Yang Shen 要帮我们念的就是这个帮我们念的就是 next paragraph. If you are inside, stay inside. Okay.
Okay.
Yang Shen, you go ahead and read us that paragraph.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
I want to check that. Okay, and if you are inside, stay inside. Do not run outside or to other rooms during an earthquake. You are less likely to be injured if you stay where you are.
Very nice.
That sounds great.
Very nice. Okay. So, Yang Shen, good reading there, but what does this all mean? Can you summarize it quickly for us?
Just stay where you at.
Stay where you are at. If you're indoors, right? Just stay where you are at. So, I was correct, right, Yang Shen, in a way. Like a little rabbit, the room was shaking, I stayed where I was at. Is that the right way to do this?
Sounds great.
Okay. Yeah, not the wetting myself part, right? Just don't wet yourself. 好，这个感觉好像我还是没有错的，对不对？所以在房间里面，我看到东西在晃， 我不应该 panic， 我不应该到处晃到处跑然后 panic 这样子，应该 stay put。 OK， when you are inside stay inside， 就是不要往外跑或者是往楼梯间跑或往哪里跑，往阳台跑，这样子都不见得好。 OK， and what is another thing that I shouldn't do if I'm indoors？ 杨谦，
Yelling?
No, according to the paragraph. What shouldn't I do?
Let me think about run outside and or to other rooms.
To other rooms?
Don't you to other rooms, yes.
I'll read the second paragraph there. The second paragraph under. Do not stand what?
Do not stand in doorway.
Okay.
You are safer under table.
Aha. Uh-huh. So I shouldn't be standing nearby the door.
Yeah.
Or in a doorway. Yeah, in a doorway. I mean, you shouldn't be, well, you know, with the door open and you're standing in the doorway. 有些人会想说那个门的那个门架下面。
Doorway.
Yeah, the doorway. Okay. Yeah.门架下面那个门框有没有那个很坚固，那个会帮你顶住。 No, that doesn't work. Don't stand in the doorway. Okay.
Okay, let me read the old.
Yeah, go ahead.
Under a table in modern houses,
yep.
Doorways are no stronger than any other part of the house.
Nice.
Doorways do not protect you.From the most likely source of injury, falling or flying objects.
Right. So the doorway is not the most strongest part of the house. Let's put it this way. It's not that strong. Okay. And the door might swing and hit you. You know that. Some doors.
Yeah.
You know, during the shake, some doors may just swing and hit you.所以有时候那个门啊你去开，有些门哦它在晃的时候整个在摇摆然后就打到你了。So the door might just kill you first, if you're not careful.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I heard some people were suggest you should open the door because after earthquake, maybe the door will be...
Yeah, the door frame, door frame and the doorway gets bent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what my wife did.You see? So technically, you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, because yes. If you to open that, maybe you will be hit by the door, right?
Yes. So, and you might be, while it's shaking, you might just fall over and injure yourself as well. So,
yeah.
Try not to move and stay indoors. Find somewhere sturdy. Definitely not near or under the door. Okay. Or in the doorway. Thanks, Yanchen. Good job. Good summarizing there.Yeah. So stay put for us, Ran Chen. You can also read the last bit of quiz for us if you have an earthquake story to share. Ren, are you there? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Great, Ren. Glad to have you on board with us today. So you know where we are. Please read the next section. If you are in a high-rise building, drop cover and hold on. And there are 3 points under...your paragraph. Go on ahead and read.
Move away from windows and outside walls. Stay in the building. Do not use the elevators. The electricity may go out and the sprinkler systems may come on.
Okay, so there are 3 things. If you're in a high-rise building, drop cover and hold on. So, Ren, were you in a high-rise building when the earthquake happened?
Not at all.
No, so...which floor were you on?
The second floor.
The second floor. So not exactly a very high-rise building, not 101 or you know, something, a very tall tower like that. So,
yeah, because I live in the countryside.
Okay. All right. Very nice. We envy you because people in the high-rise buildings, they're shaking. They experience more shake than people who don't. Okay, so very important thing, if you are living on the high rise, like if you're on the 30th floor or 40th floor, you got to move away from windows and outside walls. Okay, mm-hmm. Stay away from windows. I think this is the same for even for the second floor that you're on. Don't go close to windows. Okay, yeah. It might shatter and you might get injured. Right. Stay in the building. I think we learned about that already. If you're inside, try and stay inside. Okay. And yeah. Do not use the elevators. I think this is a no-brainer. No, duh. Don't use the elevator. Hello. Okay. If the building is shaking, don't use the elevator. The electricity may go out. Yes, they may shut down the power. So you might get stuck in the elevator. That won't be nice. Okay. So these 3 points are quite simple, but a lot of times, you know, when people panic, they don't stay calm. Most people don't stay calm. Were you very calm, Ren, when the earthquake happened?
Yeah, because I have always not been sensitive to the shaking of the earthquake.
Seriously? I can't say if that is a good thing or bad thing, but I'm very sensitive, so, I mean, I envy you.
I have a question here.
Go ahead, Ren.
So what is the sprinkler system?
Ooh, I thought you'd never ask. Okay. In Taiwan, we don't have the system, but what is a sprinkler system? Sprinkler is the watering system in your garden. So this is referring to if you live on the ground floor, and if you have a sprinkler system, 有一些人就是住 house 的那种人，住有庭院的人呢， 他就有 sprinkler system， 他有洒水系统。 So what happens is during an earthquake, the sprinkler system may break, the pipes may crack, and you know there could be just water everywhere.
Yeah.
So you also got to be careful of that.
Okay, got it.
Okay. So sprinkler system. We don't have that problem. But again, while everything is shaking, better not go outside because you don't know what's going to fall from outside, you know, outside your building. Maybe the sign's going to fall down. Maybe some of the tiles from the top floors are going to come down. So no point running outside if it's not safe anywhere. Just stay put. Find somewhere sturdy and stable. Yes, Ren.
Have you ever heard of that if the earthquake is small, there's no need to go or run outside? If the earthquake is big, and you also don't need to go outside because if the house collapses, then there's no need to go.
Yeah, I totally get you. Yes, you are correct. Yes,
where you are.
It's you. It's like what Petty said earlier. It's you versus the construction company. You can only bank on the construction company. Hope they did a great job building the house.
Yeah,
I totally agree with you. Yes. So that's, of course, after the September 21st experience in Taiwan. Most people feel that way. Like, you know, seriously, if your building's going to collapse, you know, your chances are slim as well. And if you do not stay indoors when there's a slight tremor or you know, earthquake, or you tend to panic, you might just get yourself injured anyway. So don't put yourself at risk. Yeah. It's better to be calm than putting yourself at risk. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Very nice, Ren. Good to have you. Stay put for us, and I'm going to move on to paying right now. Paying, next paragraph. If you are outside, stay outside. Read that paragraph for us. Thank you.
If you're outside, stay outside. Move away from buildings, utility wells, sinkholes, and fuel and gas lines. The greatest danger from falling debris is just outside doorways and close to outer walls of buildings. Go to an open area away from trees, telephone poles, and buildings. Once in the open, get down low and stay there until the shaking stops.
Very nice. If you are outside, stay outside. So the previous paragraph says, if you're inside, stay inside. But if you are already outside, please stay outside. No point running inside. The first point says, move away from buildings, utility wires, any wires, paying, outdoor wires, cables, power lines, and of course, sinkholes. We'll talk about sinkholes just now. and fuel and gas lines. So any pipes, lines, cables, you stay away from outside. Okay.
Yes.
So standing under a tree is the wrong idea. Right. So it's the same thing, you know, when it rains, standing under the tree may be a bad idea.
No.
Yeah.
Not a good idea.
Not a good idea. So it's the same idea. Okay. Yeah. I think this is on the similar line. So the greatest danger from falling debris, D-E-B-R-I-S, we don't pronounce the I-S, okay? We pronounce debris. Debris means small pieces of rocks or any falling pieces from the rooftops, concrete, things like that, little pieces of stuff, a debris, okay?
Yeah.
Is just outside doorways and close to outer walls of buildings. So if you stand close to the outer wall, the tiles or the concrete may just, the debris, concrete debris may just fall on you. So stay away from buildings. Stay away from building the outer walls of the buildings. Okay. Next point, go to an open area away from trees. Stay away from trees. Stay away from telephone poles and buildings. Okay, 所以电线杆、电话杆，通通都要避免。Once in the open, get down low. If you are in the open, 到了操场呢，或者到了一个空旷的地方呢 ，get down low, get on your knees on all fours and stay there until the shaking stops. Okay.
Yeah.
So stay put. So very similar to what you would do indoors, you drop on your hands and knees.Okay, you drop, find a place, you drop, and stay there until the shaking stops. And stay calm.
Yeah.
Yes, and stay calm.
It's much safer when you're outdoor than you're indoor.
It does sound like that. But again, if you are working at that moment in time, or if you happen not to live in a suburban area, maybe there are just too many buildings nearby.You know, if you live in a community complex, where can you run? There are 4-5 buildings nearby, you know?
Yeah.
So it's tough. Most of us, I would say staying indoors would apply to most people. And then if you happen to live near, like if your house, your community building is not exactly a high rise, then maybe you have a chance to just stay out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.But just remember, no need to go far away. No need to panic. Just stay. Look at what you have nearby. If you're inside, stay inside. If you're outside, if you're jogging, happen to be jogging at that time, then just stay out. Stay somewhere open.
Just drop cover.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah. Drop cover. If you have nothing to hold on, just drop and cover and then make sure you're out in the open. Things don't fall on you.
Yeah.
Yes. And then wait till the shaking goes away, because the shaking won't last very long. Hopefully. Yes.
Hopefully.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Thank you very much, Paying, for that. And we'll move on to Susan quickly. Hello,
Hi.
Susan. Yes, we finally hear you.
Yeah.
How did you manage to get the mic back?
I returned my cell phone.
Oh, you rebooted your phone. Very nice.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that. Yes. Not a problem. So the last bit of tonight. If you are in a moving vehicle, stop as quickly and safely as possible. Read this paragraph for us. If we are in a moving vehicle.
Okay. If you are in a moving vehicle, stop as quickly and safely as possible. Move your car to the shoulder or curb, away from utility poles.Overhead wires and under or overpasses. Stay in the car and set the parking brake. A car may jiggle violently on its springs, but it is a good place to stay until the shaking stops. Turn on the radio for emergency broadcast information.
Very nice. Okay. Susan, can you drive?
Yes, but not very good at it.
Okay, good. Do you drive often?
No, I seldom drive.
Okay.
I'm still practicing.
You're still practicing. Good.
Yeah.
Yes. So this may apply to you once you get a car and, you know, you enjoy driving. So if this happens, if you see like the traffic light shaking and everything, the point is, again, it sounds like we don't need to go anywhere, right? Stay in your car.
Yeah.
The car may be shaking a little bit, but, you know, so's everything else. No point to panic, all right? At least you got cover. So the first line says, move your car to the shoulder or curb. Okay. So the shoulder here, well, what shoulder is this?
I think it's how do you say it? Like, 靠路边停的那个。
Very nice.
那个路段,
very, very
路间,
nice.
路间,
yes, you got it. You got it. So here's the thing. Here's the thing, Susan. Maybe you haven't noticed. 诶,奇怪, 中文我们为什么叫路肩呢? 谁说那个东西叫路肩? 对不对? 高速公路的旁边, 或freeway的旁边, 快速道的旁边就是一个路肩, 那个其实就是翻译出来的。 It was a direct translation. 不是我们发明的, 我们都会直翻了。
Oh, it's a shoulder.
It's a shoulder. Yes, your like your shoulder, the shoulder of the road, shoulder of the freeway. And the curb is the American version of pavement, 就是我们的人行道, 路边旁边的人行道, 美国人叫curb, 英国人叫pavement. 然后现在呢, 如果是在台北或新北市呢, it's the bicycle trail. 那已经不是人行道了, 不给人走了, 都是骑脚踏车的脚踏车道, OK? 这两天, 这两天在马路上走路 就被常常被那个U-bike赶, 所以有点小生气, just like, this is supposed to be the sidewalk, hello?
Yeah.
But no, anyway, 所以人要跟脚踏车抢, OK? So that's the shoulder or the curb. And you remember you have to get your car away from utility poles. 不要在电线杆旁边. Don't let, you know, keep your car away from traffic lights, utility poles, overhead wires. 如果上面有电线的话, OK, drive away, drive to somewhere open. And of course, stay away from under or overpasses. OK, 所以呢, 你在高架桥的上面, 或者是你在高架桥的上面, overpass 或 underpass, yeah, you gotta stay away. 所以高架桥呢, 就是我们讲的 overpass. 然后呢, underpass 就是高架桥的下面, 的洞洞. So don't stay there. You don't want to stay there if you're driving. Okay, it's not the safest place to be. Very nice. Next. Stay in the car and set the parking brake. Brake your car. Okay, don't put it on D. 如果你继续开D的话, 它就冲出去了。So you gotta park your car, okay? Put it on P. Right. And a car may jiggle violently on its springs, but it's a good place to stay until the shaking stops. So again, you gotta stay low in your car, all right? And your car will shake with the ground, so let it shake. And then you turn on the radio for emergency broadcast information. Good. Well, you can, you know, turn on your phone and, you know, if you got Wi-Fi on your car or 4G, 5G, whatever you got, you can also turn that on. Yes. You know, watch the emergency broadcast information live from YouTube. That's also a possibility. All right. So that's us. Very nice.
Okay.
Cool. So, Susan, where were you the past 2 days with all the earthquakes? Were you frightened at all?
No, I'm used to it.
Oh, I'm so glad you guys are used to it. Yes. So he, anyways, and then I was, yeah, so I guess I'm the only one that almost wet myself. So thank you very much. Yes. 差点散尿了, 要买成人纸尿裤。 然后呢, and then my wife said, oh, you know, on the news, apparently they said we gotta, you know, be cautious for the next couple of days because there could be more earthquakes coming. And then I just gave up. I'm like, yeah, just do whatever you want. Yeah. So, not a good weekend for me. to see everything shaking at home. Yes.
It's too common for Taiwanese people.
It is. It's very common in Taiwan. Yes. But I mean, I didn't expect I don't know how to explain it, but it was literally a little longer than I would have liked it to be. The previous years, I've experienced a few earthquakes. They were just, you know, sort of a left-right jiggle, you know?
Yes.
The shake on Saturday and Sunday, they didn't feel the same, and they lasted quite long. The one on Sunday?
Different directions.
Yeah, and then the one on Sunday, it started with a very light tremor, very, very light, and then it started getting bigger. It started shaking. Yes. And then I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then, you know, fortunately it was fight or flight for me. It was like, I had to do something. I was stunned. And fortunately before I reacted, my body reacted to the earthquake, it stopped. So I was like, okay, all right. Yeah.
Yes.
Or else I would have literally, you know, ran out, opened the door. I don't know what I would have done. Yes.
Yeah.
Fight or flight mechanism.
On Sunday, when it lasted for longer than I expected, the first thought that came into my mind is, should I open the door or not? And then it stopped. So,
okay.
So I didn't open it, and I didn't drop. What? Drop.
Drop, cover, and hold on. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So again, this is something worth noting. Now we know if we are expecting more tremors to come, then always good to find a good cover. Always be aware of your surroundings. That's always good to know. Great stuff, Susan. Thank you very much. And so now that leaves us for the next. Oh, Ren, thank you for the message. I'll read this. I'll read your shout out quickly just now. Very nice. And that leaves us for the next segment of the live podcast is our little quiz. 刚刚听完了我们 Susan Chan, Ren and Paying 的这个分享了以后，他们读了这四段了以后呢，我们的随堂考 we have a little quiz. Okay.What should you do when an earthquake hits? Okay, the first question is, when you are in your bedroom, what should you do when an earthquake hits? Right. Any takers? 有没有人也可以回答这个问题？如果你在你的房间里面，然后呢，地震发生了， what should you do? Susan?
Stay there.
Stay there.
And drop cover and hold on.
Drop cover and hold on. Drop where, cover what, and hold on to what? Your bedroom. Let's say it's in your bedroom. Use your bedroom as an example, Susan. Let's say if you are in your bedroom, when the earthquake hits, where are you going to drop? I want you to visually imagine it, right? Where am I going to drop? What am I going to use for cover? And then what am I going to hold on to?
Drop down on my hands and knees?
Yes, okay. Where would this be in your room? Somewhere open, next to the cupboard, next to the bed, under your desk?
Under.
Yes.
And cover my head and neck.
Okay, cover your neck. So you have enough space now, right? Under this cover. Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay. And then hold on.Is it sturdy? Is this thing, is your cover sturdy in your room?
Yes.
Okay. And is it next to anything that will fall down on it?
Is it besides the walls? But I think it's okay.
Okay. So remember to stay away from all the closet and the cupboards.
Windows.
Against, and the windows. Avoid them.You want to stay, make sure you stay away. So when you drop, you know, you got to still know where you should drop for the best position in your room. This is now in your bedroom. So think about it. Right.
Okay.
Yes, very nice. Because if you do stay in your room a lot and something happens, it's always great to know, like, that's the place I'm going to, you know, drop cover and hold on. Yes.
Okay.
Cool. Thanks, Susan. Good. That was what I was going for. You got to think about this. We don't do this. We think the house is a very safe space. And then when you start looking around and you realize, oh, this is going to drop on me. This is going to drop on me. That's going to fall. So that's what I was assessing over the last weekend. You know, 这个周末看到人家的家里面整个晃，那个橱窗啊都掉下来那个感觉，我就在想说我东西要不要开始收起来了，都不要放那么高。You gotta really find a nice place, you know? Good for decoration, but you gotta be careful. Yes. Right. Next one for Yang Xian or Ren or Pei Ying. When you are in the mall, what should you do when an earthquake hits? Right. Anybody?
Ren here.
Yes. Ren. When you are in the mall, what should you do?
I think first you need to stay calm.
Stay calm.
And
breathe.
Stay away from the dangerous or fragile, like the windows or the glasses.
Okay.
Or the chandeliers.
Ooh, very good, Ren. Yes, depending on the department store or the mall you go to, right?
Yeah.
Not all malls have chandeliers, but, you know, if you go to the expensive ones, yes. So which mall do you frequent? Do you frequently go?
Like IKEA.
IKEA. Okay, so let's use IKEA as an example. If you are shopping in IKEA and then you start the whole, you imagine the, I want you to imagine that the whole store is shaking. Now, where do you think would be the safest to drop, cover, and then hold on?
If there are tables nearby or...
Find something hard. Yeah. Tables.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you are in the bedding area.
Oh, very nice. If you're in the bedding area, there should be a place for you to actually find cover. Yes. Not bed covers, sure. But, you know, real cover. Yes.
Yeah.
And what if you are in the cupboard area where they sell bookshelves and cupboards and things like that? You're nearby that.
That would be terrible.
The worst place to be. Stay away from those places. Yes.
Yeah.
Stay away from those places. And what about sofas and the chair area?
That should be nice too, because...
No cover.
Yeah.
There are a lot of chairs and sofas, but no cover.
But can you use There should be some soft... stuff on the sofa.
Ah, very nice. Yeah. So remember the previous paragraph, Ren, where they said, you know, any low-lying furniture too. So some sofas, just make sure you drop lower than the sofa. So the sofa could be your a potential cover for anything.
Yeah, you can make it upside down.
Yes, you can turn it upside down to cover you if you react fast enough. But if not, you know, drop down next to low-lying furniture. So find the sturdy low-lying furniture that you can find. Yes.
Yeah.
But the chair and sofa area is definitely no real cover. Yeah. You got to be careful there. Yes. And then also the cutlery section or the glassware section, that's also bad because, you know, you don't want to be near glassware. So now you know, the next time you shop at IKEA, you will go fast, you know, through all those areas without covers.
Yeah, I'll keep it in mind.
It changes the way you shop at IKEA. I'm just kidding. Yeah. You know, some of these things, we don't need to be anal about it. We don't have to dwell on it or let it bother you. But, you know, it's always good to know if it happens. That's why we have these drills at schools and at companies. The drills will help you to, you know, in case you need to react, you would know how to. Yes. Ren, good job. And so Payne says, Ren, I've got another one for you. Payne says, what if you are in a hot pot restaurant? Yeah. When an earthquake hit and you are in a hot pot restaurant, just keep eating hot pot. What can you do? No place to duck. And it's going to be hot soup everywhere. Yeah. Thanks very much there, Rain. So the last question, what should you do when an earthquake hits when you are in your car? Peng and Chen, what should you do when an earthquake hits when you are in your car? Any ideas? Peng and Yanshen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay in my car.
Stay in your car and do yeah. what?
And handbrake.
And brake, yes.
Yes, and stay in car, parking, brake, and just stay there. And I'm thinking, should I open my car door or just don't?
Good question. Should you leave your doors open? If you think about it, if the ground is shaking and you open your door, right? What might happen to the door? It'll come back swinging at you.
Yeah, slam.
It will slam back. So you got to, again, you know, you got to stay put. The whole idea is really drop low in your car and see if your car is close to any pole, telephone poles or anything that might fall on it. And then try and drive slowly away from it.
Yeah. And park.
And of course.
On a safe place.
Yes. If you can move to a safe place, move to a safe place and then park your car and then stay low.
Yeah. And pray.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure. For sure. Yes.
Yeah.
And then, of course, for any emergency in the area, you might want to turn on your radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just for good measure.
Check the information.
Yes. See if there's any public announcements or any information from your neighborhood or the police stations and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think in the situation, my smartphone is more important than everything.
For sure. Yes.
Yeah.
My father yesterday was talking about that we should keep candles at home. And I said, why do we need torches and candles when your phone, your smartphone, has you know the torch function? And he says, oh, I totally forgot about that.
Yes.
Anyways, so Petty is correct. Petty says in his survival kit, he prepped a mobile power bank. So I think mobile power banks are quite useful today. Yes. So they can charge your phone, and some mobile power banks also come with LED lights. So they can be used as some sort of torch if you need.
Yes. My brother told me the same thing.
Mm.
He suggested me charge all the power bank.
Yes, charge all the power bank. Well, technically, if you think about it, paying, if you buy mobile power banks, they should stay charged, right?
Stay charged.
Yeah, because you use them to charge your phone and charge your anything, your laptop. So what's the point of buying mobile power banks without power, without them being charged? That's kind of weird.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you do buy one, you know, make sure it's fully charged and, you know, ready to go anytime you need it.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's always good. Yes. And if you don't, like myself, I hate mobile power banks personally because I don't like to carry, and lug things around. I don't like to put on extra weight in my bag. So I tend to stay away from mobile power banks. But, you know, for survival kits, for emergency kits at home, maybe a mobile power bank isn't too bad of an idea.
Yes, yes.
Maybe it's a better idea there. Yeah.
Yeah, I have no power bank now because I'm same with you.
Yeah.
But
at home, survival kit, you know, or possibly you want to put one at the office, you know, in your drawer in case, you know, you're hiding under your desk. And, you know, straight from your drawer, you have some power you can charge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's always, yeah, always some, you can never be too careful. You don't know when you need these things.
We should do the prepare.
Yes. So this is called earthquake preparedness. Earthquake preparedness. To be prepared for earthquakes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Good job there, Peng. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Fantastic sharing there. Yes. And before we end today, a quick, just want to read what Ren wrote earlier on. A quick shout out to me, Ren says, quick shout out to John, because Ren realized that you talked to me and the person of the voice that you followed for over a year. So, Ren, you meant that you have been listening to 15 Minutes Dot Today for over a year now, and this is your first time joining us, and you finally got to meet me online. Fantastic stuff. Thank you very much, Ren. That really means a lot. And we also hope you've enjoyed our program. So do tell us anytime. Yeah. Ren, great stuff. Yes. So, Ren, can you tell us a little bit about your journey listening to us in the past whole year, you say? Do you want to share that with us quickly? Yeah. How did you got to know us in the first place? What made you listen to a podcast?
So I started listening to podcasts about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And because your podcasts have been always been popular, so it's on the recommended list. That's why I've found you.
Oh, really? I didn't know I was on the recommended list. Which player do you use?
Which player?
Yeah, which podcast app do you use?
I use the Google Podcast.
Oh, you use Google Podcast.
And there is one called Podcast Go.
Podcast Go. Okay, I don't know about that, but I know about Google Podcast. And you say our podcast was the recommended podcast. Very honored. I didn't know that. We were recommended. Very nice. And quick shout out to what Andy said. Andy said, when the earthquake happened, I just talked to my friend who left the game and ran away. But he sat in front of the computer and tried to play in the game. Okay, so they ditched. They left the game. So the characters were all not moving, right? Okay. I can imagine that, Andy. Like, I would hate it to be, you know, in an earthquake situation while playing the game. Yes. Fantastic stuff. And guys, thank you very much for joining us. S, Jasmine, Andy, Chris, Leo, Jason, Xiao Yuan, or Xiao Tu. I'm sorry, I can't read Chinese very well. Honse, Ashley, Yuqing, Eric, and Nianchun, thank you for joining us today. And Gavin, by the way, thank you for joining us. And big thanks to Susan, Yang Shen, and Ren, and Peng for sharing and reading the paragraphs for us and also answering the quizzes today. We hope you had a great session with us. And I'm John from 15minutes.today. 我是通勤学英语的 John 老师。那非常谢谢大家的参与。然后我们周一呢就跟我刚刚跟 Ren 讲的一样，就是我们周一呢上个月是我们的一周年，所以呢其实我们过去一整年都周一的这个同一个时间呢都在这边跟大家做最直接的互动。那大家如果是今天第一次来参与我们的，其实就知道说之前可能在我们的 podcast 就听过我们的15 minutes live podcast 的剪辑哦，就是这个精华集这样子。And we will catch you the same time, same place next Monday at 15 Minutes Live Podcast. Thank you very much tonight. 非常谢谢大家的参与。那我们下礼拜再见咯。Thank you. Cheers, you guys.